This message is powered by TSF Church Moway. TSF Church Moway is one of the parishes of the Shepherd's Flock International Church nationwide. Locate us via Google Map at TSF Church Moway or visit our website www.moway.tsfchurch.com. Remain thoroughly blessed by the Lord.
We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy. You are one covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, Jehovah.
There is no one like you.
Covenant keeping God. Please give us Isaiah 30 verse 20. 20 and 21 in amplified version, please. Marina lege zulege, irane brahma kato prinike brahma, confidence keeping God, there is no one like you. Isaiah 30, come to me God, there is no one like you. Confidence keeping God, yes, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. This morning I want us to pray using this scripture. Everyone look at the screen and let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide itself anymore, but your eyes will constantly behold your teacher. Go to verse 21. And your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Then you will turn to the right, and when you turn to the left. Even in the place of affliction. No, just stay in 20 and 21. Just 20 and 21 this morning. He said, God, the Lord gives you adversity for food and suffering for drink. He will still be with you. In NLT, please. He will still be with you to teach you. You will see your teacher with your own eyes. Can you open your mouth and begin to pray? Lord, this morning, as from today, help me to see my teachers. Even in the place of pain, God, the Lord gave you adversity for food and suffering for drink. He will still be with you. Lord, as I go through the valley of the shadow of death, the psalmist said, I fear no evil because thou art with me. Lord, be with me. Even in this time of turmoil, even in this time of affliction, even in this time of pain, even in this place of suffering, Lord, I ask that you will be with me. I refuse to go where you have not sent me. I refuse to go if you not be with me. I refuse to go if I won't hear a voice directing me. I refuse to go. refuse to take decisions that will not be, that will cause me trouble. I refuse to be confused. Oh, Maranda Kegabro Mokosom Blalala. Can you open your mouth and pray? You will see your teachers with your own eyes. You will see your teachers with your own eyes. That I will see my teachers with my own eyes. In Jesus' name we pray. I need you to pray that prayer, we understand it. Do you know your teacher can be your son, your baby? When you are about to take a decision, they say, ah, mommy, where are you going to? Don't go now. That's all you may need. Maybe you are struggling in it in your system, saying, I want to go, I want to go. I am angry, I am this. And you just your son or your baby just begins to cry and say, no, we doesn't want you to go. That becomes your teacher. But you are, you, but if your heart is not prepared to hear, you know, you just go out and get into trouble. The story is told about a sister who had been having series of dreams about her family, but was complacent about it. That morning, when the husband was about to leave the house, she was struggling in her spirit. She told herself her husband should not go out, but she refused to let the husband know. Said, but if he doesn't go out, how will we eat, how will we drink? Not knowing that going out that day was the last day he will see the husband. Going out that last day was the last day he will see. You know what even made it worse? It was that money. One silly quarrel popped up. It was that day one silly thing popped up that made her not to even have the God to say, you are not even going out today. I don't feel led for you to go out. Out of annoyance, she kept quiet. May you not make the confused. May you not, in the place of adversity and suffering. You know, the greatest part of suffering and adversity is that you don't even know you are suffering. You don't even know you are going through pain. And inside of it, you are angry against the one who should bless your life. May the Lord open your eyes. May your understanding come over this. So I want you to pray for yourself one more time. Lord, show me my teachers. Let my eyes not be blocked to my teachers. Let my eyes not be blocked. Let my eyes not be clogged to my teachers. Help me identify my teachers. Even this morning, as your word will come, let your word come. Let just that one word. He said, you will, God, verse 21, he said, you will hear his word. Say your ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. Verse 21. I need us to see it while we pray. Your eyes will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or the what? That means you are no more a candidate of confusion. You are no more a candidate for trouble, because he knows the end of a thing from the beginning thereof. He directs your path. He shows you the way to go. Open your mouth and begin to declare, Lord, I hear you clearly. My ears pop open to hear you clearly. My eyes pop open to see my teachers. My ears pop open to hear the glorious voice of the Lord. My heart is receptive to receive your word. To receive your word. To receive your word. To receive your direction. To receive your direction. To receive your direction. To receive your favor. To receive your word. To follow your footstep. To know where to turn left or right. 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 I refuse to be confused. I refuse to make mistakes. I refuse to fall into error. I hear your glorious voice. I hear you expressly. 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 Anything clogging my vision, clogging the plan of God for my destiny, wipe away. I hear God this morning. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. And so, Heavenly Father, we are grateful this morning for your love towards us. We thank you because you sent forth your word and your word healed us. Much more than we have asked, Lord, give us teachers. Help our eyes to see those teachers. Open up our ears to hear their voices. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Help our hearts this morning to be enlarged towards your word. Let us not be hardened. Help us to be like good souls, where the seed of your word will land and bring forth fruit in their thousands and their hundreds, that it will please you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you this morning for praying. As we go into today's service, as I go into the word for today's service, I'd like everyone to bring out your Bible and bring out your daughter. Today, what I'm going to be sharing, I'll be very slow because it's the last time I'll be talking about prayer. I didn't mean forever and ever, but I mean, never again should you pray mistakenly. You should be deliberate when praying. Never again should you make a mistake when praying. Are we live? Amen. All right. Never again should you make mistake when what? Praying. So let's have our sermon confession this morning as we go to pray. Are you there? Mali, Brada Kapu, soon to be there. Let's have some confession this morning as we pray. Media, help us. Are you there? 1, 2, 3, go. As I see to listen to God's word today, the door of utterance is open to me. I receive clean and clear direction for my life. I listen under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and I am not distracted by anything or anyone. The word of God is food to my spirit, wine to my heart, energizing my disciplines and generating joy within me. I make quantum leaps. My face is all by the word of God, and I radiate victory in all areas of my life. As my eye make contact with the scriptures used in this sermon, the Holy Spirit opens new things to me. He also brings to my remembrance things Jesus once showed me. I come to understand God's truths and institute God's kingdom in my world, receiving instructions, encouragement, correction, and the ability to live out God's will in Jesus' name. The people of God will say, Amen. Turn your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. You agree with me? Our theme for this month is what? What's our theme for this month? Can someone remind me what the theme for this month is? Possibilities in prayer. Possibilities in prayer. And we'll be looking at it from James chapter 5. But today I want to show you something. I want to show you from verse James chapter Hebrews chapter 1. I start from verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Verse 2. Has in this day, last day, spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Verse 4. Being made so much better. Somebody see what I'm saying this morning? Being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Verse 5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be a son. Verse 6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. Verse 7. And of the angels, he said, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. I'm going to verse 10. Go on. Verse 8. And unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of my kingdom. Verse 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Verse 10. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. And the heavens are the works of thy hands. Heavenly Father, we give you praise for your word this morning. Lord, we have read your word, and the Bible says the entrance of your word giveth light and giveth understanding to the simple. We ask that your word this morning will light our hearts, will light our spirits, will light our body, will light our soul. We will see you at work this morning, and your name only will be glorified. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You agree with me? I have always said this when we have been talking about prayer, that when you pray, you are entitled to four things when you pray. Number one, you are entitled to what? Power. Number two, you are entitled to what? Favor. Number three, you are entitled to what? Direction. And number four, you are entitled to what? Wisdom. Power, favor, direction, and what? Wisdom. Those are the results that are evident when you pray. This morning, by the grace of God, I want to open our eyes to something very strategic about prayer. I call it prayers and angels. Did you hear me this morning? I titled it what? Prayer and what? Angels. If you follow the scripture we read this morning in Hebrews chapter 1, you will see there that the writer of Hebrews was trying to show to us that Jesus is greater than angels. He is far better. He has a more excellent name. And the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that who? Jesus is Lord. Is somebody listening to me this morning? That's why I'm saying to you this morning, There is no any other name that you are supposed to pray than in the name of Jesus. Because he has been given a more excellent name than that of angels. So this morning, one of the corrections I want to correct talks this morning. If you hear and they are saying, pray in Angel Michael, Angel this, Angel that. Hello, listen. Don't get me wrong. I am not saying that angels don't exist. But I say that you cannot pray in the names of angels. Why? Because you have a far excellent name to pray in than to pray in the names of angels. And mind you, those two angels that have been mentioned in the Bible does not make it a routine for us to pray in their names. It only tells us that look, there are some supernatural beings that bring to reality when we pray. Did you get what I just said? There are some supernatural beings that bring our prayer to what? Reality. And like I said, when you pray, there is power is released. What is released? Power is released. And you know what that power is? It is the power to be able to command the angels. Please go back to that scripture in Hebrews chapter 1. I like that part. If you can find that part that says, to which of the angels does the God say, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? Verse 7. Regarding the angel, it says, he sent his angels like the winds, a servant with link of fire. But to the Son, he says, your throne. Okay, verse 7 says, and of the angel he said, who maketh the angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? Listen to me. You are even greater than angels. That's one shocking news I have for you this morning. You are what? Let me give you a very good scenario. Because the Bible says angels are ministering spirits. Angels, they are what? Ministering spirits. So what do we call them? They are ministers. They are angels. Means in the Hebrew, angelos. What he's saying is that look, they are your servants. They are saints on the land. If you have a house help at home, helping you with the chores at home, and the house help can do virtually everything you do, you can do that you expect him to be in the house and get your house fixed. Does it make your, even if you don't do anything and you just sit and wake up, does it make the servants greater than you? No. That is why he says you should command your money. They are the ones to command the angels. Did you know that scripture says that we will judge angels? I wish I could go down in that Hebrews. It says we will judge angels. Listen, why the writer of Hebrews was doing this, explaining this thing, was because he was trying to make us understand, yes, there is angels. They have their place, but we are not meant to pray to angels. We are not meant to what? Pray in the names of angels. The only name that has been given of us on this earth to pray is in the name of Jesus. Either in the name of one fallen angel or in the name of one risen angel, I don't care to know. The only thing I'm permitted to do and pray in is in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointed one, the one who has gotten a more excellent name. Did you get what I just said? Now listen, get this. If you now dwell in Christ, you are his and joined hers. So that means you are a what? You are a both the angels. So if you are gods, you will do what? You will give angels instruction. Go and do this for me. I have a friend who usually pray every morning. That's his own confession. Angels, go and bring my money. That's all. That's his own directive. Truly, supernaturally, he gets alert. When he begins to share with me, I say, you are being partial. You are not showing me what you know about these angels. That's why this morning I don't want us to be ignorant, but we pray. Know the angels, they are already around you, ready to take instruction from you and move in the direction of your prayers. Did you get what I just said? They are around you. He said, I will give my angels charge over you to keep you in every way you go. Lest you dash your foot against. So somebody is your bodyguard. Does he make you greater than you? Should you pray in the name of a bodyguard? Amen. So this morning I'll be sharing on prayers and what? Angels. Now listen to this. Number one, I want to share some nuggets as I go on. Angels are activated by the words of your mouth. Did you hear what I just said? Angels are activated by the words of your mouth. When you pray, how do you pray? Is it of the words of your mouth? So you see what you are doing. When you pray, you activate the works of angels. Angels are activated by the what? The words of your mouth. No wonder the psalmist says in Psalm 8, verse 2, he said, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, thou have ordained what? Strength, and of them praise. Now listen, you know what that means? We usually say in our own local parlance that the angels that are surrounding the children are stronger and greater, right? Do you get it? So if a child praises, if a child prays genuinely, you see the speed of light at which those angels go to fulfill it. You know what I just say? Because they are praying from a genuine heart. They are praying the will of God. They are praying in the what the mind of God is. I'm coming there. So when a child says, Lord, bless our home, and all of a sudden somebody knocks on the door and opens the door and says, look, we have food for you. We have everything you need. And you say, that child is a... You didn't understand it. That child only just opened his mouth to voice to his angel. And the angel saw it. If this thing does not done now, my master will be angry. Did you get what I just said? That's why I used to beg my children, open your mouth and what? Pray! Activate your angel! That's what you do when you pray. Stop crying and it doesn't move. Angels don't move by cry. The only thing they can do for you is they can only strengthen you to cry more. I'm sorry. Look at the book of Luke. When Jesus was at the what? At the Garden of Gethsemane. He became human. He was human. He was crying literally. Death. He was crying, but he was doing it in prayer. Don't just cry and waste your tears. Tears, don't let those tears come in the place of prayer. Cry there. And what did the angels do? They only strengthened him to cry more. Because they knew if he cries more and gets to the point of crying to pray and prays more, he will pray the will of the Father. Oh, when Jesus said, not my will, O Lord, but my will be done. What did I say, number one? Angels are activated by what? By the words of your mouth. Number two, angels are irritated by your pride and your attitude. They get irritated. You send your angels away by your attitude and your pride. It was similar to that of Lucifer. Why did he lose his place? Pride, attitude. He wanted to be worshipped. He wanted everything to be you and you only. Angels are what? Irritated by what? Pride and what? Attitude. Watch it. Many of us are sending away our angels.
go and do this.
Me, your own me.
You know that instruction that came in your spirit, how can a own me be sweeping ground for people? You never knew that maybe that is where you will get to meet who the Lord has assigned to you. You will not destroy yourself by your own self.
I say and I declare over your life, you will not self-destruct in Jesus' name. Number three. This is one thing. Angels. You hear this one? Angels fulfill the mandate of God. I am explaining these things for you so that when you want to pray, you will first glean from the scriptures the mandate of God for that your situation, and you begin to say it into reality. All you just did was to activate your angels to move, because they've been waiting for you, they've been longing. Give us Isaiah 30 verse 18 amplified and see what I'm talking about. Isaiah 30 verse 18, you will see that they are waiting and longing, waiting to have mercy, waiting to show you loving kindness. Are you giving us Isaiah 18 verse 30 verse 18? Thank you, Jesus. What did I say about number three? Angels, they fulfill the mandate of God. So that means that if you are praying and your prayer, give us an amplified please, and your prayer has not come to what God has in mind for you, you have not bridged it. It has not bridged. That means it looks as if you have not got, you won't get the results immediately like that. But immediately you can pray and you can see it, that this is the mind of God for me and my home. What happens? There's answer. Look at it. And therefore, the Lord. Most times, when you have that capital letter L, that's God. But if you have it as a small letter L, that is what? The angels. The Lord earnestly, what are they doing? Waits. What are they waiting for? They are expecting, they are looking, they are knocking. To be what? Gracious to you. What does it mean to be gracious to you? To make a delivery of what you want, what belongs to you. That book of Hebrews was talking about it. He said, are they not ministering spirits to make, to deliver our inheritance in salvation? That's the work of angels. So immediately you can see your inheritance that is in Christ Jesus. You begin to appropriate it to the place of prayer. Angels will go and bring it. That was why Jacob, until he got to the place where he was sleeping, where he slept and dreamt and saw angels descending and ascending, until he came back to that place and prayed all night, the situation did not change. And the Bible said, and they wrestled all night. Somebody was saying he's wrestling physically. I said, a lie. Thank God for the book of one of the book of the prophets that explained to us that look, it was not just wrestling. He prayed all night. And it was there. What was he doing? He wrestled with the angel. And the angel was longing for him to wrestle. They are longing to be gracious to you. And therefore, you see, when you now, because you have now prayed the will of Father, what will he now do? Therefore, he lifts himself up. Oh, therefore, he lifts himself up that he may have mercy on you and show you loving kindness to you. When he now shows loving kindness to you, what happens next? For the Lord is a God of justice. What is the justice that is bestowed to you? I'm supposed to be the head and not be the tail. The justice is saying what? What are you still doing in the down pit? Ah, like in the judge when you pray. I've said it several times. When you are praying, it's like what? It's like being in the courtroom. Who is your lawyer? Jesus. That's why you are praying in the name of Jesus. What is the constitution of the court? The Bible, the scriptures. So if you can see in the scriptures what belongs to you, your inheritance in Christ Jesus, and you come to God, the judge of all, the
the righteous judge, and you are stating your case, and you are saying, Lord, be merciful unto me. The angels will arise. God himself will just say, okay, sealed, delivered. Did you see it? That's the best way to pray. By the time God of justice appears, what will that be? He says, blessed. I like Amplified explaining what blessed is. He says, you are happy. You are fortunate. You are to be envied. Are all those who earnestly wait for him, who expect and look and long for him, for his victory, his favor, his love, his peace, his joy, and his matchless, unbroken companionship. Where does companionship come from? Is that not the place of knowing God? Where you just stay there? Unbroken companionship. In the place of prayer, unbroken prayer life. Unbroken prayer life. All those things, like what God telling me recently. Say, you are crying, you are crying, you are crying. What are you crying for? Have you cried in the place of prayer? All those unbroken companionship of prayer. You are praying, you're just one-sided. You're not even waiting for God to speak to you. You're not looking for the scripture to find out what he will say to you. You have not found your inheritance in the scriptures. Please don't pray. You're wasting time. I said, many of us say, I prayed. And yet there are no answers to show that you have prayed. Have you prayed? If there are no results, then you have not prayed. Amen. Number four. Let me go back. I said number three, that angels what? They carry out the mandate of what? Of God. Number four. Angels administer aids, help, and they can snatch you out of trouble. They administer what? Aids, help, and snatch you out of trouble. If they see that you are going down into the pits, just like the book of James chapter 5 says, 5 verse 18 says that if anyone is anyone sick, give me James chapter 5 verse 13. If you are going through this suffering, you are going through the sickness, and it looks as if you are going to die in it. So prayer can what? Raise you out of it. Who does that? Angels. They snatch you out of that death. Is it the same angels that opened the tomb of Jesus and sat on the tomb and sat on the stones? They rolled away the stone and were going to stop Jesus from rising up. Because those people put the stone there thinking that Jesus would not resurrect. But what did they do? They rolled away the stone and what? Sat on the stone. Is any among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? He should pray. And when you pray, what happens? You release angels that will show you loving kindness, that will show you mercy. Is anyone glad at heart? You should sing praises to God. Angels love where there is praises, where there is worship. You see them too rejoicing. Because all they can do is to rejoice. The Bible says there's rejoicing in heaven. For one soul when he returns, who are those do you think that is playing the trumpet and playing the songs and playing the jazz and playing the music in heaven? They're angels. They're angels. Verse 14, give us verse 13. Say, is anyone sick among you? Is anyone among you sick? You should call in the church elders, the spiritual guides, and they should what? Pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name, in the Lord's name. Did he say in angel's name? In whose name? In Jesus' name. Let's go. Verse 15. Verse 15, what do we find there? And if he be sick, if the sickness is caused by, and the prayer that is of faith, will save. Can you see? Who will save? Who will save? The prayer. The words of your what? Of your mouth. What does the angels do? They administer aids, help, snatching out of trouble. And number five. Number what are I now? Number five. Angels distribute inheritance. Angels distribute inheritance. I want you to see this one from the scriptures.
so that you don't say, Pastor, what are you saying? It is angels that distribute our inheritance. Angels distribute. I don't know if you can help us find it. Angels says where we are inheritors of salvation. Angels, they distribute our inheritance. Go to that Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4. Be made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Go to verse 9. Hebrews 9:15, please. Give me Hebrews 9:15. Yes, that's the scripture I was looking for. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. I want to show you that angels distribute our inheritance. Are you there? Now look at it. Christ the Messiah. And for this cause, he is the mediator of a new testament. Oh, I thought somebody would be very excited here. And for this cause, maybe, did I say maybe? You have gone through pain to the point that it's now becoming like natural to you. It says there is a mediator of a new covenant. You were supposed to die in your sin, but there is a mediator of a new covenant that has brought redemption to you. Are you seeing it? It is the mediator of a new testament that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, those which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. So who makes this eternal inheritance available to us? It's the angels. They help in distributing this inheritance. They help in distributing what? This inheritance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us get in our inheritance, for making the delivery for our inheritance. Can you check also that same Hebrews? Go to Hebrews chapter 5. A lot of them are found in Hebrews because we need to see these things. Chapter 5, Hebrews 5, start from verse 8. Let's read from verse 8. Are you there? Though he were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things which he suffered. Are you seeing that? When you are going through suffering. Verse 9, that's where I'm going to. I read it in NLT or something. Verse 9. Amen. Alright, let's just go on. If you are able to give it to us, I've been able to establish that what? Angels administer aid, they help the snatching out of trouble, they help distribute our inheritance to give relief to people. That's number 7. Number 7, right? Am I in number 7? Alright. Angels give relief to people. So why am I sharing these things to you? I want you to develop a consciousness that there are angels. The presence of angels are around you. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. So if you are obeying God, angels at your disposal to bring you your salvation. If you are obeying God, you are in sync with the word of God. Angels at what? Are at your mandate to what? Bring you eternal salvation. You can't feel or see any angel around you. Angels are in my head. You can't feel or see them, but they are all around you. There's a way.
Some of them will say, there's no name. Listen, there are angels around you. Go check through all scriptures. When God wants to do things on this earth, angels are sent forth. They are ministering spirits. So have that consciousness that angels are around you. Are you seeing what I'm saying this morning? Have a continuous confession of what they are doing around you from the truth you have gleaned from the scriptures. I thought you would write that down. Have a continuous confession of what you want your angels that are around you to be doing from the truth you have gleaned from the scriptures. So don't ever tell yourself, Mope, angels will put you in trouble. Because I found out from the scripture that you cannot tell angels that what I just said is a mistake, is a joke, is an error. Angels don't hear that. They don't listen to joke or error. They do what you have said. He has made you flames of fire. He makes his ministers flames of fire. So anything you say is a fire. Angels goes to do it. So all this complaint, stop it. You are irritating your angels. You are giving them the wrong programming. You are sending them the wrong information. And they're just like, if only you know who and what you truly deserve. Take it. Give them the command. Jesus was telling the disciples that day. He said, look, you don't know what you carry. When they were calling that, they said they should call down fire and destroy that place because they didn't accept them. He said, look, you don't know what you carry. You are more than that. Amen. So, especially, listen to me. I'm going to be giving us practical steps here. Especially what you say in the morning. When you wake up. If I were you, I will go and look for a paper. I don't mind typing it. Write out things I have seen in the scripture about my future. Write it out in the positive of how I want my future to be. And every morning, the first thing I do is to face it and begin to chant it. As those of you who have joined us in the prayer online, you realize, before we start praying, what do? I say, go to Mark 11:23. So I want you to see, why even Jesus told us before we pray, we should say, why? We give instruction to the angels to move. So that when we begin to pray, they take up our prayer and begin to bring us. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say. So whatever you say, what will happen? It will come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Are you seeing what I'm seeing this morning? That's why I say to myself, I'm a supernatural being. The life of God is inside of me. I have a soul, and I live in a body. I am not limited by the happenings around me, by what I live, by the abundant supply of heaven's riches. So as I pray now, what happened? Supernatural power, supernatural forces, direction, wisdom, favor is what released for my profiting. Angels are dispatched for my answered prayers. Angels are dispatched with my answered prayers. Did you hear what I just did? I just said, I just give an instruction to the angels to move. What do you want to happen in your reality of the day? Speak it in the morning. Angels are there. Rise to your feet and speak it. Let it be your continuous utterance. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. what you have caught and meditate upon in your heart, pick it out from the words of your mouth and see angels bring it to your reality. You know what I said? Speak it out. Command it, speak, and the angels will give you assistance. Woo! Speak, and angels will give you what? Assistance. Listen, I have come to know that those who make profit in this life, they don't do too much. You didn't hear what I just said? Those that God is truly blessing, they don't do too much. You can even say they are even lazy. You can even go, I can't work with this person. But you can't work with that person, but that person is getting results. Then you should get sense that what is using something that you don't know. Angels, listen, either demonic angels or spiritual angels, the righteous one, they are there. Which one do you want to use? There is fake, there is original. That's why those who go into the world to get metaphysical powers, they are using it to use angels, to control angels, to get things to themselves. But that's not you. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So the kind of angels I am bestowing, one of them can kill legions at my disposal. That was what Jesus told us. Say, when he was trying to cut the ear, he said, all these angels are just few people. I can just tell my father, send me angels. And I was the one that wrote the devotion on that angels. In our devotion, you need to go and read it. It's in August. I think it's sometimes in August, September. Either August or in September. I wrote that. I discovered that one angel per seconds can kill 1.5 million persons. Per seconds! Imagine that is the angel you now sent in the morning to ambush all those that are against you. What do you think you'll have done? You'll have successfully what? Made peace with your enemies. Because the Bible says, when the Lord is at peace with you, it makes even what? When the Lord is pleased with you, because you have spoken the right words, the angels have gone at your disposal, it makes your enemies to be, if they refuse to be at peace with you, you say, bring all of them here, let us slaughter them. I don't take nonsense when it comes to some things. If you say you won't agree, let's waste it now. And let's say that agreement, the peace of God, sometimes to get peace is war. Did you get what I just said? I'm not talking about physical war, I'm talking about spiritual warfare. Amen. Let's read Philemon 1:6. Philemon 1:6. I want you to stop being fearful, rather stir up the consciousness of angels' presence around you. Angels are there. Angels always prepare the ground for Jesus. All through scripture, before his birth, after his birth, his ministry, death and resurrection, angels made it reality. They assisted in bringing it to reality. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6. Are you helping us? If you find it, can you read it? Philemon is before Hebrews. Philemon is before Hebrews. It only has one chapter. Philemon 1:6 says, and I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. That you will experience all the good things that we have in Christ. I told somebody, shall amen.
Amen.
I am praying for you that you will put this your angels in action, that you will generously, you will be able to be generous to tell your angels go and they will go, that you do not become an experience of your reality in everyday life, that you will get assistance anywhere you go. That is your Lord this morning in Jesus name. Amen. I want to round up this morning with this. I will continue from here by the grace of God. When next, I want to show us some examples of some people, how they use the angel. How they use the angels. Angels can directly get involved in the lives of people. In the life of Jesus, angels were involved. If you look at Abraham, study Genesis very well. Read Abraham. All the time, Abraham will always say, the angel of the Lord that. Even at the point when he was telling his servant, go and bring me wife for my son. He first of all told him, he said, the angel of the Lord whom I serve and I stand will lead you, will direct you, will take you to the place and bring. By the time he got to a point, listen to me, look at what the angel did, that servant did. When he was seeing the wells in front, he stood looking at the well afar, and he says, the angel of the Lord of my master, what did he say? Grant me speed and give me help. The next thing he now did was what? He now gave an instruction. He said, anyone who comes to this water now, and I say, give me water to drink, and he gives me to drink. And he's not only giving me to drink, he gives to my what? My camels. Let it be the one. He gives conditions to eat. Who do you think brought Rachel there? Rachel herself. Who do you think brought Rachel there? Being ourselves, women. It could be like that. I'm not going to the well, yeah. Of course, I went there yesterday. And I'm not going. But what happened? Somebody has prayed and given instruction to angels. The angel said, who told you not go? He dragged her there. And dragged her there to the point that she had sense to say, okay, not only you will drink, your what? How come he told her what to even say to him? Because that's to show as a sign of response. It was because the angel. Let's read it. I will read that and that will be the only thing I will end it. Genesis 24. Let's read it. I don't like, you know, when you tell the story, it looks sweet in your mouth, Pastor. Let's see it in the Bible together. Genesis 24. Don't worry, I will read from here. Genesis 24 from verse, let me see, from verse 16. Let me read from verse. I need you to see where Abraham, okay, look at verse 12. Look at verse 12. Look at verse 12. That was where the servant prayed. Verse 12 was where the servant prayed. Are you there? Can I read? And he said, oh Lord, God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show me kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, he prayed. And he said, behold, I stand by the well of water, and the daughter of the men of the city come out to draw water. Many girls were going to come out that season. So he said, okay, and let it come to pass. Oh, are you seeing what I'm saying? Let it come to pass. Angels, let it be that the counsel I tell, to whom I say, do you see it? That is the words of your mouth that will activate it. Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall, oh my God, she will now say back, drink, and I will give thy camels drink. And let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. Please, I want to go up. I want you to go up. I want to see where Abraham, when he was leading him, he says, the Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house, verse 7, and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke unto me, and thou swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send. Oh God, I'm seeing this, and I'm rejoicing. Go to verse 7, 24, 27, 7. Genesis 24, verse 7. I want to end this on this note in a very high spirit this morning.
Is somebody opening the Bible to see with me? The God, Lord God of heaven, he was sending his servants. Oh, those of you in business, hear this. When you want to send those children out to go and sell for you, see the way he sent them out. The Lord God of Abraham, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, who spake unto me and swore unto me, saying, unto thee thy seed will I give this land. What will you do? Oh, that was when the servant was complaining that, if the woman refused to come, Unko, look at what he now said. He shall send. He shall send before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. He told him where to go. The physical person who was going, they tell you, go there, you will be successful. And you're like, how will it be? And the angel said to Mary, the power of the highest shall overshadow you, and that only thing which you will can bring to reality will bring forth joy. Is somebody seeing the angel he sent? He sent his angels before thee. And when he took God to the well, say, okay, let's test this thing my master used. Let's test this thing my master sent. Let's test this thing to see if it's working. Hey, angel! Girls are coming out to fetch water now. Anyone I tell to give me water to drink. Not only water should you give to me, you should give to what? Me and my camel and everyone that is with me. And the Bible said, did you see what happened? Rise to your feet this morning. The justice of God is for you is that you should be in health and prosper. Look at it in 3 John 2. I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as I so prospered. That is the justice of the word of the Lord for this commission. That thou may what? So anything that looks like poverty has no place. So you are going to declare, the angel of the Lord of this household, release prosperity into my life. That's your prayer. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. The angel of the Lord, release your prosperity into my life. Release it. Release it. Are you praying? Are you praying? Release your poverty has no hold. Because the angel of the Lord in this household, the verdict of the Lord in this household says that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. As I prosper in my spirit, I prosper in my soul, I prosper in my body. I declare the reality of prosperity. We boast in it, we pride on it, that we are a highly successful people. Hey, I decree the angel of the Lord aside for the manifestation of these words, they begin to go to make it a reality. They 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 go to make it a reality. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. That is your inheritance. You are meant to prosper. You are meant to do well. You are meant to be successful. You are meant to be healthy. You are meant to enjoy robust health. You are meant to prosper in your body. You are meant to prosper in your spirit. You are meant to prosper in your soul. You are meant to prosper in the works of your hand. You are meant to bring forth fruit, and your fruit may abide. You are meant to have results that will show the Lord that God is gracious to you. You are meant to have experiences that will show that God is gracious to you. Angels, go and bring it to reality. Be forth my prosperity. Be forth my prosperity. Angels, go. Be forth my prosperity. I declare, my prosperity is made manifest by the word of the Lord this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. I'd like you to continue saying those words. If I were you tonight, just go back home, go and search. All those, you know, funny enough, when I was growing up, almost the same prayer point that was prayed for Isaac and Rebecca. Let me show you something that happened on my wedding day. Genesis 24. That Genesis 24. There was a prayer that was always prayed on Isaac without Rebecca knowing, the family of Rebecca knowing. When they were going to send Rebecca to Isaac, it was the same prayer point they sent. I heard it. I knew that long ago. I heard it. There is a prayer my mom always prayed on me. And my parents always used to pray when I was very young. I know that prayer point. The first day I met this parents of my spouse to be, that was the only prayer they were praying. While we were in the engagement, many people, I was listening to the prayer points. It was there, it settled in my heart that yes, it's the same thing. Did you get what I just said? So go and, I just showed you my own experience so you can understand. Go and get your own experience. Eh? Go and sit back. Check Bible. Ah, is it in Isaiah? Is it in Jeremiah? Is it in Psalms? I don't know where it is. That's why you need to study to show yourself approved. Go and get that word, that prophecy for yourself. That is the one you hold. We have been reading Proverbs. One chapter every day. It was, I read it one day to 26. I got excited and I stand up and I said, from today, everything concerning me become worthy of the name I call it. If I call you my wife, you are worthy of the name wife. If I call you my children, you are worthy of the name children. If I, anything he called it, if you call him your husband, he becomes worthy of that name. The Bible says your husband man is a manufacturer of the what? Of the benefit. Who is the benefit of what? Of yourself. I speak over every home by according to the mandate of the Lord that has been given to me to restore all things. I decree restoration to those homes in the name of Jesus. I don't care how far it has been shattered. I don't care how the angel of death has ravaged the home up to. I bring it back to life. Let the quickening word of God go and bring it back to life in the name of Jesus. The life that is of God is inside our home right now. Everything begins to move. Move. The wind blows. The wind blows. The wind blows. And every turbulent sea be made still. Be made still. And the joy of the Holy Ghost begins to spring in our room again. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise. Can you celebrate God this morning? Celebrate God, celebrate God.
With us via the phone number 0803-0682-464 or visit our website www.moway.tsfchurch.com.
Keep shining the light of Christ and God will encounter you on a daily basis. Bye for now.